Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. When we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour. I want to wish everyone who is still celebrating the holiday a very happy Memorial Day on this May the 26th. On the East Coast, it's already May the 27th, and it's already Tuesday there. So we are happy to be with you. Despite the fact that there's a holiday, we have an important message tonight to bring to you. I brought on a guest that I had on very recently. He's a former intelligence officer in the U.S. military, and he is also a minister for some 25 years, and he has a website which is called the Prophetic Watchman Vine.com, and we are going to be hearing some prophecy tonight. In fact, he has a very important message, which is why I brought him on the show again so soon. And with that, I would like to welcome tonight's guest, Pastor Matthew Stephen. Pastor Stephen, how are you this evening?
Oh, fine, Don. Thank you very much. It's great to be back on your radio program tonight and be able to talk to your listeners. I appreciate that.
Well, it's nice to have you back. I got to hear you on another show. You were on my friend Michael Herzog's show today on RBN, and got to hear the message. And it's a pretty powerful message you have there. And I know Michael was fascinated with what you had to say. There's a ring of truth to your message. So I wanted to give you the opportunity again, in light of the fact that you're going to be going to California, as you mentioned last week, and you're going to be delivering this final message of God's judgment. Would you like to elaborate for us?
Sure. That'd be great, and I appreciate that, Don. Thank you very much. That's a good point that you brought up there, and I'd like to elaborate on that area as far as California. I'll be leaving out of here. We have a conference on May 31st in Southern California. What we're doing on that is we're patching in Daniel Ott from the Edge Radio. We're patching in Spirit One Broadcasting out of Georgia. And several other stations, I guess. I don't know who all is going to be in on that, but I know there's going to be other stations. There's going to be some local ones out of California. They're going to be putting a live stream out worldwide on this. The live stream that people can tie into for the video clip to watch this conference live will be newwineministry.net. That's newwineministry.net on May 31st on a Saturday from 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific time to 4 o'clock in the evening. So that's 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock Pacific time. And so out there, we'll be talking about some very, very extremely important prophecies, some updated prophecies, current prophecies of what's taking place in the nation, things about the judgments of God will be listed in that conference. And we will be talking, I'll be talking more on areas of that, along with dealing with the apostasy as far as this Lakeland Revival a little bit. We're not going to center real heavy on the Lakeland Revival, but I wanted to talk about the death judgment in that situation and what God is speaking. You know, folks, and I wanted to share with you about when I say death judgment. Last year, the Lord spoke to me, and He gave me a word, and He told me this actually in 96 about a death judgment coming to the church. Now, when I say to the church, I mean more so to the, you know, those that have been playing the fence line and calling themselves the church in this nation, those that are speaking, you know, in the apostasy as far as the institutionalized church system of America, which is a pretty strong word to say, but what I received from the Lord was in 96 was that in the end days, according to Acts chapter 5, where it talked about Ananias and Sapphira, who lied to the Holy Spirit. They filled their pockets with gold, in a sense, by keeping part back the money in their own pockets with greed. And they lied to the Holy Spirit, and Peter spoke to them and said, you know, how could you grieve and lie to the Holy Spirit, basically fall over and die, in all short terms here. And that's what happened in Acts chapter 5. Well, the Lord spoke that word to me. He said, tell the church that that in the end days, they're going to see the return of Ananias and Sapphira, and that he was going to begin to bring judgment upon the church. Now, it's very biblical that he's brought judgment on the church through all generations, folks, in the Old Testament and the New Testament. He's brought judgment. 1 Samuel, you know, there was 50,000 people slayed by God's power. When Moses came off the mountain, those that were in the camp worshiping the golden calf, he ordered the swords to be pulled out to kill the children of Israel that were not on God's side, that would not repent. And we see constant amounts of all through the Word from the Old Testament and in the New Testament about how God dealt with the churches, how he judged them. Ezekiel chapter 21 speaks of the God's sword of Babylon, or judgment on God's sword against the righteous and the unrighteous. It says that he judges both. Yes, the wrath of God, which we talked about before, and I've had a listener call in, I think, from this station, asking about the wrath of God. You know, that were we appointed to the wrath of God, and it's absolutely, well, no, it's stored up for the wicked, not the righteous. But it doesn't say that it's not, that God's judgment won't come upon the righteous or the wicked. It says that it will. So we have to understand that that's a very important situation. Anyhow, back to this death judgment that the Lord spoke to me about. I'm going to read this real quick over the listeners, because I want everybody to hear this, because this is very important based on what's going to happen with this group in Lakeland, Florida, with Todd Bentley, Bob Jones, and many of these men. And I believe that these men, and I want you to hear this, that what I deliver, what I'm speaking of, speaks of that I would want to understand the listeners to hear this, is that in love, my heart and compassion for people, that they would repent. God is not going to let tens of millions of people continue to be sucked in to deception of counterfeits, even though there is a great falling away that's coming upon the land now, and I believe this is the great falling away. But he's not going to allow some of these innocent sheep that are being pulled in by this, and there are many innocent sheep being pulled into this thing, into this Lakeland revival, just like the Toronto thing and the Holy Laughter thing. You know, there was record numbers of people that actually got sick or started to die from Toronto forward that were exposed to these demonic spirits that came upon these people's lives. The Word says about a spirit of dizziness in the last days. There's people falling over, and it says a dizziness is coming upon them, and people are getting headaches, cramps in the stomachs after being exposed to this. There's all kinds of testimonies to this. I know that David Eales was mentioning a lot of that he has a lot of facts on that, Unleavened Bread Ministries of his. And people testimonies. I've had people write me, email me, call me, people from all over who gave testimonies of that themselves. But I wanted to say this, folks, is that it's not that I would that these people turn to God and repent of this wickedness that's going on. All this, you know, things about the third heaven experiences, visualization, you know, they're talking about the angel gold dust, the gold tooth filling ideas. You know, God's not going to give you a gold tooth. He created you with real teeth. So if he's going to create a miracle, he's going to give you back your original teeth. This is not nonsense about, you know, the gold teeth idea. Okay? I found out about the dead being raised from this situation with that Lakeland revival. David and I were talking about that this morning for about an hour and a half. He is in Pensacola. And they said that they found out that many of these people were not even in those meetings where the dead were being raised at all. It had nothing to do with the meetings. But they were having people come to the meetings, giving some kind of testimony of it, saying somebody was raised from the dead in some hospital somewhere, and these people from Lakeland had nothing to do with it whatsoever. You know, but there's testimonies of these things that are going around the nation now, and there's a lot of counterfeit that's coming out of this. These men have gone back deep. The Paul Kane, the Joiners, and these guys are all tied in with Bickle and the rest of these guys. Some of them are in the Knights Templar, the Knights of Malta. A lot of them are involved with all kinds of type of stuff like this. Paul Kane being involved in homosexuality and alcoholism. These men's got a record, a bloodline to go back 20, 25 years with these men in this kind of stuff. John Paul Jackson, who got into divination even before he was saved, he was into divination. He used to tell his sister. I talked to his sister. She told us this personally. His sister told us that he used to do this mind meditation idea of guessing what next radio show was going to be on the radio, and he wasn't even saved. That's divination, folks. It's coming from a source of soulless realm of divination, regardless of what you call it. That carried over into the movement. When John Paul Jackson came into that movement, the Kansas City movement, that whole thing started to fall downhill. Andrew Strum even stated that. He had been involved in the Kansas City movement at the latter time. I got involved in Kansas City movement, from the Vineyard movement in 1992. The only reason I was involved in the Kansas City movement is because I had a word for these men, Mike Bicklin and all these men, and I didn't even know who they were, their names or who they were, Bob Jones. And at the time, I thought, okay, these guys must be from the Lord and stuff. And it seemed to be, from what I could see at the time, they had not fallen into deep deception. They had not been into many of this stuff. They were talking about repentance at the time. They were talking about, judgment upon people's lives, that if they didn't repent of certain things, and God was speaking those words. As soon as we mention the word judgment in this nation anymore in the churches, everybody thinks that's taboo. And I think, why would you think that? When the Word of God brings out the word judgment 359 times in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us, that's what it says in the Word. It's 359 times in the Bible the word judgment's found. But yet, as soon as we say judgment, all of a sudden it's not of God in this nation anymore.
Yeah, Pastor, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I get the feeling, first of all, that the people that you're talking about, and of course there are probably a lot of other names that you could mention that are televangelists, we'll say. They have TV shows that are seen either regionally or throughout the country. And because that's what comes to my mind, and that's what I feel in my heart, what you're talking about. But in essence, what you're talking about here are really not churches in the traditional sense, but more cult followings, where they're following the leader of these churches, or maybe a group of leaders banding together to give the illusion of greater power, much like the Catholic Church, for example.
Correct.
Any comment on that? Am I accurate in saying that?
Well, I mean, pretty much is that. Now, I want to say this is that, and this is to the churches out there that are not involved with this kind of stuff, because it's not just them. I mean, this thing goes way back, and I don't want to be, I'm not trying to go out here and mention names. I know I mentioned names in this movement, and the reason why, folks, I'm going to tell you something. The reason why I'm mentioning these men's names, I'm not speaking of hearsay things. I was around many of these men personally. I ministered with Bob Jones in the early days before the fall, before he took a fall, okay? How did he take a fall? The first thing he did is he got involved with some woman thing. And that was made known public throughout the church. I didn't judge Bob for the thing. I called Bob up and said, Bob, what's going on? Well, I did such and such. I made a few comments of sexual expressions towards a lady. He didn't have sex with the lady, but he made some comments towards her. But it was inappropriate and in the church, and he got himself in a ringer over it. It was heard by other people, and they spread it around the church. That's how it got out through the churches in the Kansas City movement. And he repented of it, which was good. But later on, in the later years, the man got involved with this Hindu spirit, this Sundar Sahidi guy, who claimed to be a bloody fleet apostle idea from the 1800s, that came into the room here recently. This was about maybe 6 years ago. He came into Bob's room, and he had a visitation from this Hindu monk. Well, I don't care if it's the Pope, a Christian, or who it is, coming back from the 1800s, and making a visitation in your room and telling you to put the sun, the seal of, on God's people, put the seal of God on God's people, I don't care what he tells you. First of all, that's a demon spirit. I don't want anybody coming back from the 1800s from the dead coming to see me. That's for sure. But the whole thing you were saying about that, Don, is that what the church is there to answer that question directly, to bring some clarity to that, is that the religious churches that are not even involved in this kind of thing, your traditions and religions need to cease and desist to ask the Holy Spirit to come in and give you a fresh awakening and renew your lives and get a real commitment to Jesus Christ. Now, there's brothers and sisters in these churches, don't get me wrong, that are in churches in America that are a little bit of remnant of the body of Christ in everybody's church building in America. I know there's some true shepherds in, you know, that are decent men that are pastors in this country that love Jesus, and my hat's off to them. But the deal with the control, the paid hirelings, the stuff that's going on in the country and in these pulpits today, the boxing up, even aside from this Lakeland thing, let's take that out of the picture. So we'll get back to that in a second. But what you were saying is that this is addressing the apostasy in the nation, period. This is addressing things that are happening in the nation of the crystal cathedrals, the bigger staff buildings, the more money, the more things. And yet, there's unemployed people sitting in churches, in people's church buildings today, and they can't even help the unemployed in their own church, families that are hurting, or the poor and needy in their cities to step out beyond the four walls with the gospel of God's kingdom, to reach out to the orphans, the widows, and the poor. And I know this firsthand because the ministry I did and pastored for a number of years in different states, I went to those places. I've been in cities like that, and we've taken the gospel beyond the four walls to feed the poor and needy. And I was among 60 pastors every week in pastors' meetings, and these men were literally talking about things about, you know, bigger buildings, more staff, more money, when the city was in decay, and they weren't even caring to step out behind the four walls. And I know that to be fact and true with most of these churches in America today. Now, there are some churches out here feeding the poor and reaching out beyond the four walls, and I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for those that are doing that. I pray to God that they'll continue to bring the gospel about to them, because Jesus went to them. Anyhow, so through that, real quick, is that, yes, I mean, by and large, you know, it's dealing with the people that are coming from churches that are getting involved into this movement thing of Bentley and this gang. But where we're at here with this, folks, is that this stuff has got to stop. There, you know, I've devoted probably 10, 11, 12 radio station programs throughout, and some of the guest shows that I've been on talking about this Lakeland revival. It's very controversial. We understand there's a lot of problems going on. We know TVN. We now know CBN, and short, of course, God's TV, which was a thrusting arm. God's TV, how God's TV came out of all that. Mike Bickle sits, I think, on their board, if I'm not mistaken, on that. Bickle and them got a lot of funding with these people, and they thrusted this whole thing with God's TV together. I don't know what kind of other money they're involved with. I don't get involved in who did what, but I'm just saying that Kansas City is involved with this God's TV from about the beginning. I wrote God's TV several months ago. I was supposed to go on the God TV network thing. Someone said, go down to Texas. I called down there. Someone said, sure, we'd like to be able to talk to you. And I said, they said, what's it about some things? And it was just before the Lakeland revival. And I said, well, controversial subjects, certain things about the prophetic movement and the nation and this type of stuff. And when I started addressing some issues, and my impression was that I was still supposed to be getting involved with this God's TV to go on and make an appearance as a guest on one of their shows. By the time I got back with them again, this Lakeland revival thing was going on. And, of course, I made some comments to that. Didn't know they were 100% behind it in the beginning. And, of course, obviously I'm not a guest on their show, so that's probably one of the reasons, however, that I'm speaking out there. So I guess they didn't like that. But I haven't heard from them, and if they would like to contact me, I'd be glad to go on their show. I don't think they will.
Is it that they don't want to hear the truth, you think?
Yeah, I would say that they don't want to hear the truth about this stuff, and if they did, they would just deny to say, well, you know, we don't want to talk about that, or we don't want to believe it. It's like another guy that had a radio show this past week that was controversial over some issues, talked about the Lakeland revival thing, but also made some other comments, and they wanted me to come on under a pre-recording thing. You know what? I don't take pre-recording things when there's controversial things. You know what? listeners want to hear it, I'll come on live on the show. I'll be glad to speak over some issues. And the pre-recording thing I did was just mainly because, wasn't because they couldn't work something in their schedule. I think it's because more so that, you know, they're afraid that what I might say to their listeners, and they don't want to hear it, they don't want that to happen. So, I mean, I don't really care, but, you know, my heart is this, folks. You check my writings out, and it's not about Matthew Stephen. You don't listen to me. Go listen to the Word of God. Listen to what Jesus is saying here. But you check the writings out of what I speak and in what I wrote and what's on the website. Measure it up with the Word of God. If it doesn't measure up with the Word of God, then throw it out. But what I do and what the Lord has me do when I speak about the judgments of the nations of America, whether I go strike the Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, wherever it is, to see, you know, one of the problems with Christianity, folks, is they don't teach this stuff in American Christianity and Church 101. But the Word of God teaches it, and it's interesting that Moses and all these other men did these things. Not just the prophets of old, but, I mean, you'll find it in the New Testament. You'll find it in the Revelations. Even the angels of the Lord strike in the sea. Speaking to the mountain. Commanding the tree to wither like Jesus did. Yet he says, I give you all authority. Jesus said, I give you all authority and power over everything. Satan, sickness, everything on the earth. Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. I give you dominion over all things on the earth. And, you know, where's the authority of the believer today? Why aren't we taking authority on the earth? Well, we're too busy with Perkins at 1 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and then we're too busy with worrying about our stock markets or checks, checkbooks or our jobs, why there's 60 million babies being killed in the nation for abortion. We're too busy with these other things. We're not taking the authority why the sodomites are marching throughout the land. You know, folks, here's what's going to happen one day. How much of that blood is going to be on the church's hands when we're accounted for what we have to do? When a true voice has come out into the nation, start speaking about judgment of God and calling for repentance, speaking forth God's word, talking about holiness, repentance, discernment, you know, wisdom and understanding of God's word and going back to Jesus Christ and back to his holy word and returning to the king and staying away from the fanfares, the circuses, the gold teeth, the angels, gold dust, and all that stuff. You know, all of a sudden, the true voices, just like throughout all generations, so it's common, but, you know, I mean, John the Baptist, Jesus, the disciples, all the rest of these, the prophets of old, they were all slain, they were all beaten, they were all stoned, rejected, or, you know, beheaded, or crucified, or whatever it was. You know, that's just common. You know what? It's going to happen again today. I believe the true voices will continue to be persecuted in the nation, but meanwhile, yeah, this is a controversial subject with the Lakeland thing, but guess what? These guys are making millions of dollars. They're filling their pockets with gold. They got millions of people falling after them, and it's millions of the people in the churches, and they really believe it's real. But when a true voice comes up to start speaking, you know, there's counterfeits going on, folks. The alarms are sounding. There's judgments on the land and this and that. All of a sudden, that can't be the true voice. Well, that's baloney according to the Word of God. It is the true voice. So, I mean, you know, you judge for yourself, test all things, test the Spirit, and weigh it against God's Word. Take angels, for instance. Go find out about these angels they're talking about. They're the demon angels, first of all, but just take the subject on angels alone. If you want to know about what the angels, weigh out the angels. There's 94 passages of Scripture where angels are mentioned in the Scriptures. 92 Scriptures, 94 times, I should say. And in that, measure the characteristic of what angels were when they appeared and how they appeared to all these men in the Bible. And then see if any of that measures up with what these men are telling you in Lakeland Revival. You know, just take any subject like that. Take the word truth and just go find out the word truth. You know, I was doing a study on the word truth. It appears 217 times in the Bible. You want to know truth? Study the word truth in the Bible. The word of God's true. And read it and see what it lines up with about truth. And then measure it against what you see out here in anything. Doesn't matter about Lakeland Revival. Anywhere. In your own church buildings. I don't care. If it doesn't measure up with God's Word, folks, then there's something wrong with this picture. And yes, what I do in the ministry that God has me do in this nation about judgment, and what we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. Everything I've done, and that's not that I'm trying to take any credit for anything, because I've done nothing. I'm just a piece of dust out here, and I'm nobody. But everything that I do in my heart, I do for the Lord Jesus Christ in my heart according to his holy word. I wouldn't do something if God hadn't showed it to me in His Word. Everything I get for dreams, visions, whatever it is, I cry for hours. I spent thousands of hours in the Word over the 30 years, and whatever I get from God's Word, I take it before the throne of God. I don't go take my dreams and visions, go to somebody else and say, what do you think about this? Well, you know what? Who's the giver of the dreams and visions in the first place? God is.
God,
so why do
yeah.
I got to go to man and go ask him what it is when I should be going to the Lord and saying, Jesus, confirm this to me in your Word. Show me some confirmation to about this dream or vision. Speak to me in your Word and give me the interpretation and revelation of this dream or vision because it's from you. I don't have to go to man for that. So, folks, that's what God is speaking to us. You know, Joseph interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, but that was only because he was called upon and God spoke to Joseph. And he said, okay, if God allows me to do such and such, for God is the giver of this. And so it's God who will make the interpretation that Joseph proclaimed. He didn't say himself. These men up here like dial up a prophet today like a dial up astrologers. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Don, you know that to be sure. I mean, the prophetic in this nation has been anything but prophetic. And it's very immature. God is doing something, folks, and we better get on hand, get on board with what the Lord Jesus is doing because time is running out.
Well, we have the signs, Pastor, all over the place in what's going on with the political scene, with the economy. There are definite signs that we can point to substantiate what you're saying. I listened to a report over the past few days. That they have a man by the name of Robert Hirsch. I've never heard of this individual before, but all of a sudden he's an expert on the oil companies. And now they're predicting that possibly before the end of this year that gasoline can go up to $15 a gallon and that we have an oil shortage and we're running out of oil. Of course, we know that that's a total lie, but they're doing this. They're ramping up the amount of brainwashing that controls the general masses. And we're not even talking about the Christians necessarily, although many, you know, the Christians fall into that category as well. And the churches, the big mega churches are putting up satellites and adding stations to their network, and they're proclaiming that they're bringing the gospel to people all over the world, but what gospel are they really bringing? Would you address that? What is the message that you hear that you know the Lord is angry with?
Right, absolutely. You know, that's true. I mean, you know, Joel Osteen's been on a controversial subject too. It's not about this Todd Bentley gang. And this word I'm going to speak of is going to apply to everybody in this situation when I speak this word prophetically, but Joel Osteen's deal, and I have, you know, I'm not out to attack Joel Osteen or any one of these men, no matter who they are, but I am going to bring forth the understanding about the sin and the counterfeits that are going on out here. But, you know, they said that Joel Osteen is like, hey, you know, that guy doesn't speak out against sin. He always speaks of a little pleasant message of joy and prosperity. Everybody's happy, and we're all going to Zion, and they're filling their pockets with gold. You know, they live in these elaborate houses. You know, I asked one church in Louisiana, a 10,000-member congregation, what's your position on this Lakeland revival thing? And, you know, they compromise, total compromise. What are they doing? Well, you know, we're not going to really speak out against this. You know, we're not telling our people anything. We're just kind of staying neutral. You know what? You're staying neutral. It's the same thing as you're compromising. You're just as much guilty in sin as they are by not speaking out, warning the flock of this counterfeits. And so that's the situation there. The you know who they're tied in with? I mean, I don't get involved with whoever, and I'm not beating anybody up here in this sense, but, you know, they're too busy with the purpose-driven church ideas and all the other stuff with those guys. You know who those guys are. But like I tell you right now, you know, these mega churches, it's just as much baggage and sin in them as it is in this Lakeland revival. And I'll tell you why. Because they have fanned affairs of people around them. And, you know, I've supported that CBN network for years. You know, and only because of Operation Blessing and Feeding the Poor and all this stuff like that. But you know what? I withdrew my support from them over a year ago. Why? Because they were talking about, we don't need any doom and gloom prophet ideas. But they'll go embrace, and I try to address them about Toronto. with John Arnett, who John Wimber, by the way, from the Vineyard Movement, denounced John Arnett and said that this dog's barking, rooster's crowing was demonic spirits, just like he said with to Mike Bickle and all the rest of them guys. And I was with these guys, with John Wimber, in the earlier days, and so I know John. And, you know, John made some mistakes, but when he did challenge these people and call them to repent, they told him to take a hike. But, you know, these men that are in these mega churches and the things that are going on in this nation, the judgment's going to fall just upon as much as them as it would be just the Lakeland Revival with this death judgment that's going to hit the church. I didn't see five people fall over and die or just Todd Bentley falling over dying here. And it wasn't anything to do with the Bentleys or this Lakeland Revival. I got this word back in 96, folks, and then back again when this death judgment thing came up again to me, came up back last February. The Lord spoke to me, woke me up in the middle of the morning, about 2:22 in the morning, and started giving me about, I don't know, maybe 50-some-odd scriptures, and I was just crying out to the Lord, and he gave me a prophecy that I'll be reading in Lakeland, going down to Lakeland and calling them to give them their final warning to repent. But I'll be reading this prophecy not just to them. This is an addressment that I'll be reading over the airways of every radio station I can read to and every church I can see or anybody I can speak to about this prophecy that the Lord's going to have me have this letter, which should be done before I leave here, to take with me there. But it came from February, and it deals with the judgment upon the apostate churches. I don't care if it's the Prophecy Club. I don't care who they are. People have gone into some deep, deep stuff that have fallen by the wayside here. Women that have come up and act like the Delilahs and the Jezebels taking over all this kind of stuff that's running around here in this country like a loose gun, claiming that they're Elijah or equal to Elijah. Nonsense, this kind of stuff is going on. And God is going to deal with this very, very severely over this. And in the midst of that, there's going to be a death judgment that's coming to the church. And I'm on the road here, thank you. And the newspaper headlines are going to read, Death Devil Hits the Church. But I'm here to tell you right now, folks, when you start seeing thousands of people die across the nation, and it's going to happen, we're talking thousands. I'm not talking 50 or 100. I saw the Lord say, when he spoke to me, I saw people falling over all over the nation, different groups, different church movements, mega churches, wherever, like Don was talking about this thing, and this Lakeland thing and the Jones stuff and the Joiners and the restless gangs. I don't know who's all going to die. I can't tell you that. But I will tell you this. The death devil that they claim is the death devil hitting the church is not going to be the death devil, folks. It's going to be the hand of God that's getting ready to strike the land. And I really firmly believe what God gave me, what he spoke in my heart about this. It says the true righteous. Now listen to this. The Lord God Almighty has spoken very clearly about a death judgment that will hit the church in America. The true righteous, covered by the blood of the Holy Lamb of God, will be protected. The main institutionalized churches will be hit. The judgment will be sent by God. The church blind leaders will declare that it's the devil and that it's an attack of the devil. I'm here to tell you now, you write this down in your tablets when you see this happen, and you know, God is saying, no, it's going to be the hand of God. You know, in Jeremiah 8:7, it says, my people don't even know my judgments. And I say again that the churches are going to label this as the devil. The newspaper headlines are going to read in variations across the country, Death Devil Hits Church. This will be a great deception by the church leaders to keep the people in the church buildings, to suck them into their programs and saying, no, this is the devil. We all need to pray against this. You know what? They're coming up against God when they do that. At this time, there will be a great repentance, I see, and a fear of God will come back into the people's hearts, not... You know, many that will fall and die, there will be many that will still curse, there will be many that will flee, just like it was in Book of, and there will be many who will fall on their knees and start to cry out to God in repentance. Just like it did in the early church, and when we've seen the fear of God come back on people's hearts. They got on their knees and they cried out to God. You think they stood up and laughed and thought it was wonderful when the Ananias and Sapphira died? They were in holy fear before God and probably fell down on their ground, and I'm sure many of them did. But this is what's coming to the church. During this time, we will see a major work of God, of God's power and evangelism in the church that's never seen before since the early church, a great measure. During the same time, the so-called pastors will be removed and fall over and die. The Lord God spoke this to me way back in the mid-90s then, and he spoke to me again recently about this. All I'm saying is that this is about to take place, and we need to warn the people. And I don't want to go on too much more on that subject, but about all this. But what we need to be doing, folks, is just crying out to God for His mercy, and pray that these people will turn to the Lord. I don't want to see anybody die.
Yes, Pastor. There was one point, and this is not to belabor this issue, other than to point out, and this has come to me 3 times now while you were speaking. Our Constitution and the principles of our republic were set up by God. This nation, America, was a vision of God to be an example for the rest of the world. And it has been abused and blasphemed and destroyed, and the church has aided in this. Now, in our Constitution and the founding of our nation, cried out for separation of church and state. And yet, all these churches you're talking about are under the thumb of the government. Their 501c3 tax-free designation puts them in a position where they have to kowtow to the government and follow the rules that the government set up. They're not following God's laws, they're following man's laws. And then, in addition to that, currently they're using the political candidates, and they've matched two of them up with a minister. Reverend Wright is matched up with Barack Obama, and you have this controversy about what the minister said about whites or about the Muslims or some other race of people. They make it a non-issue about the candidate, and they make it totally an issue about the minister of that church. Now, they did this recently, just in the past couple of days, with John Hagee and John McCain. Mm-hmm. And so, again, where is the separation of church and state that the church so much demanded when this country was founded? Why have they sold themselves out to the government? You know, this is more of the same hypocrisy, I think, and I just wanted to make that point, whether or not you want to comment on that.
Well, that's a good point, Don. I appreciate that, and I agree with what you're saying in this whole thing. That folks, I got a vision that I wrote, and it's on my website, propheticwatchmanvine.com. That's spelled with M-A-N, propheticwatchmanvine, V-I-N-E.com. And in there, I wrote a vision called Towers of Stone. And the Towers of Stone vision was written, it's Watchman Report number 17. And in there, it speaks about how the church has given themselves over to Caesar, how they're in bed with Caesar. And as Don was saying, the original Constitution and these types of things, that we didn't have these kinds of issues in the beginning of all this, but the church has given themselves into bed with Caesar all for the sake of, well, tax exemption. So then we allow the government, Caesar itself, and any government to basically state-run the church and to dictate to them what they can say and what they can't say. Well, you can't speak out against the homosexuals. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know what? That's nonsense. And the same thing with marriage licenses. It's nonsense. You're giving yourselves over to the state under marriage licenses, folks. Why? Okay, well, the scripture speaks of, never spoke of, that you should have a license for, you know, and that's the thing under the original Constitution, even in America. It basically says no government, no whatever, any level of it, shall impose upon any American citizen of the United States of America a right to travel, right to work, whatever, of any kind of license whatsoever for anything. Now, it's in there. We've allowed every license for everything in this country, including marriage licenses. If you give yourself a marriage, that's supposed to be what God joined together. It doesn't say what God joined together in the state of New York or the state of Florida joins together. What God joins together, let no man separate. And yet we get ourselves unequally yoked by signing off something with these nine-robed judges, these black men in the cloth ideas that sit in the Supreme Courts in other states in this country, and allow us to be put in bed with Caesar over marriage licenses. You want to be put in bed with Caesar in the marriage licenses that many of you have done? Listen to this. Now, granted, You know what? You can go out and resend your marriage license today. You can still be, you know, out of that. I'm going to give you a scriptural reference to this as far as the, you know, I'm going to give you the exact scripture to that right now, but I'll talk to you about what it says in the Word about certain things. What I believe, what God's speaking in my heart from the Old Testament to the New Testament of certain things. But if you want to be put in a marriage license bed with under the state, well, then go ahead and do that, because guess what? The first state of California, gay weddings may be soon on Saturday, June the 14th. Under the new marriage license law, we'll be having the first gay marriage under the new law in California, it says. Came out on today's web on Google, and Associated Press. And it says in there that they'll be handing out a new marriage licenses for the state for the same-sex marriage. Now, is that the kind of state you want to be married under? And under the state of any state? And giving a license to yourselves to let the state dictate to you what you're going to do with your kids? Because that's what they can do when you sign that marriage license. What you can do with the stuff you work for, your hard-earned earnings of whatever you have in your own home for your family and you? You know, it's nonsense, folks. You know, the scriptures speak of ecclesiastical order of marriage. And it speaks of that, you know, when they got married, look at it from cover to cover. You tell me where the state was stepped in, where Caesar, the Roman government, or anybody else stepped in and married these people. They didn't get married when they're Caesar. They didn't go get a license for this stuff. They had ecclesiastical order. What I mean by ecclesiastical order, for those that don't know, let's just say we take the common term today, a pastor. And the pastor bringing two godly witnesses, godly people, that would witness your marriage in holy covenant relationship between you and Jesus Christ, you and God the Father, and your spouse. And that's what it's between you and them. It's not between you and the state of New York or you and the state of Florida or California or anything else. And so that's a real word for what is coming, because that's the Word of God. And so when you go down and get yourself a license and you go get married under the state, guess what? Doesn't say that in God's Word, that must be against God's Word. So it's a long story, but that's the stuff that's going on, 501c3s or any of this other kind of stuff that's going on. Giving yourself over to this type of stuff is you're just giving yourself over to the system and to the beast and to the government of this world, whoever that government may be, this country or any other country. And so, yeah, that's a good point, Don. I'm glad you brought that up, but I guess I needed to go there on some of that, so...
Well, thank you for covering that. It was just, you know, kept popping up into my head, so I figured I'd better ask it.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Allow you to move on.
Sure. Prophecies. Let's talk a little bit about prophecies and about pending judgments. You know, I don't know how much time we have, but...
We got some time here.
Okay. The prophecies. I spoke of last year in my writings, I wrote a word that Lord gave me about China having... earthquakes this year, massive earthquakes, and there'd be wave after wave of earthquakes. I mentioned it on some radio stations just 2 weeks before the Chinese earthquake took place, that I felt that there was an earthquake that was coming soon and going to hit China. I know that in 2008 the Lord told me that it would happen when he spoke to me last year in 2007 about it. And, of course, you know, China did have the earthquake here just a week and a half or so ago, whatever it was, a few weeks ago. I understand today they had another 6.7, what they call aftershock. You might as well say it's an earthquake, 6.7. It devastated 250,000 homes. We got leveled just in that one earthquake today. You know, there's a lot taking place, folks. I want to share this about the earthquake in America and kind of give you some background where we are here. People want to know, well, how soon is all this going to be, where we are in time? Okay, 15 years ago, the Lord spoke to me about a devouring fire out of the West. California fires. A month before the California fires came, in September 2007, the Lord spoke to me about in October we would see these California fires happen and that it would be followed by an earthquake. Well, the reason why those fires took place was primarily is because Arnold Schwarzenegger signed that SB 777 bill, and within weeks of him signing the bill and this being put in California, which is the bill addresses, you know, taking rights away from the parents, even over the children in schools, and that the children, you know, if the little boy thinks he's a girl, he can go to the girl's bathroom. If the girl thinks she's a girl, a boy goes, or if there was any kind of sex going on in the bathrooms, guess what? Teacher walks in, opens the door. She's supposed to close the door and say goodbye. Can't violate the rights. Can't mention mother, father in the schools. I mean, all kind of stuff like this. Well, you know, the gays came out in San Francisco and they marched for 2 days parading, celebrating that bill, SB 777, by Arnold Schwarzenegger. And on the third day, the 5.7 earthquake hit San Francisco. And, you know, God is speaking here, and the Lord showed me about the California fires. And from that benchmark, the Lord said, from this time forward, when you see this happen, and declaring that it would, that all the events of what I've showed you, my son, about the prophetic events, which is, you'll want to know, read in the website, there's plenty of letters in there, and the prophecies would unfold very rapidly, and the events would start to take place. And he spoke to me it this way. Starting in December of 2007, going up to March the 1st, or, you know, the end of the last day of February, that would be the first pending warning judgment clock. There would be three pending warning judgment clocks. Warning judgment clocks, folks. Prophetic warning judgment clocks. In those events, of those three clocks, which the second one started on March the 1st, and the third one will start on June the 1st, in there, certain events would take place. Now, last year I wrote about those events, what would take place. Major storms, weather patterns beyond measure, tornadoes that would start. In January, I mentioned that the tornadoes were going to come into place, and that I started speaking about flooding that would take place. Well, those were the first events that took place, was the tornadoes in January hitting Wisconsin, the very first tornado of America for the year 2008. Hit Wisconsin in January, and they hadn't seen a tornado like that. It was so rare since 1844. And I mentioned in there that when these tornadoes come, they're going to, at the same time, begin to cause widespread flooding. That started happening all over the nation, too. The winter patterns. We had 7 foot of snow up here in Washington State, where I'm at. They hadn't seen snow like that in 60 years. But it goes on and on and on about the weather patterns, the judgments of tornadoes, earthquakes. These are not natural phenomena, folks. It's a supernatural God we serve that sends supernatural disasters. Not Mother Nature disasters or natural disasters. Supernatural God sending supernatural disasters according to the Word of God. The Word says that He sends forth the lightning. He sends forth the rain. He sends forth the floods, the earthquakes, and the droughts. Not man. Even though the government has capabilities technology-wise to do a lot of this type of stuff now, and it will be counterfeits, just like the counterfeit revivals going on in Lakeland. There will be counterfeits, counterfeit signs and wonders, counterfeit miracles, counterfeit things that will give illusions to the people that it's real. Follow them. You know what? I don't follow any of them. Be following Jesus Christ. When in doubt, get on your face and stay home, pray and read the Word, and stay away from all that stuff, and you won't go wrong. But, you know, that's the thing that's happening right now. I'd like you to understand that this earthquake that's coming now, and I want to share this real quick, is that March the 1st started a second pending judgment clock. On March the 1st, and I started to talk about this on that American Awakening show today and didn't get to this other part because I had mentioned about the four aircraft carriers, about the carrier Independence, the carrier Enterprise, the carrier Nimitz, and the fourth one that I was waiting for, which has now come about, that the Lord showed me about, was the carrier George Washington, which was burning the other day in the Pacific Ocean. And there was a lot of people that got burned on that aircraft carrier. The carrier Independence, the Lord told me, all of these carriers will take a hit. The George Washington representing the Washington, D.C. and its government, it also represents a parallel to the founding of the nation. Okay, and in the midst of that, the nation is on fire. It's on fire with wickedness and sodomites. It's on fire with divination and apostasy in the churches. It's on fire with the murdering of 60 million babies. It's on fire with all types of wicked laws. And but when they did a reenactment in the Delaware River over here, and they were starting to do it, they do it every December. 55 years of reenactments. And last December, in the Google News, it came down with download, I saw it, and it said this George Washington and 25 men crossing the Delaware River was swept down river for the very first time in 55 years. They had to cancel the reenactment. The boat got swept down river. In the statement, it said, if George Washington and the men did not cross the Delaware River in the original war, they would not have won, and the cause would have been lost, and America would have been lost. Okay. You think about that. 55 years of reenactment. Now, this is the first time in 55 years they couldn't cross the river because the boat got swept down river. And this is a very, very key thing about the 25 people being swept down river. Okay? And so they couldn't go on with the reenactment, and they had to cancel the event after these men got swept down the river. This true story. This happened in December. I've got a copy on Google News. I don't have it in front of me here, but I've got a stack of this. Okay? Well, I'm going to say this, okay, about this. Now, on March the 1st, these aircraft carriers, he said that the Independence would be hit, the Enterprise would be hit, the Nimitz would be hit. And I mentioned about the George Washington, basically about understanding, because I was praying about this fourth aircraft carrier, mainly because of the four corners of the United States and the things that are taking place here, and that how, and this goes on, I'll just say this, is that the carrier Independence represents the independence of America, and America is about to lose its total independence 100%. I mean, we already have really, in a sense, lost it. Of the liberty of America, as far as especially from 9/11, but but the Enterprise will be hit, and that symbolizes the manufacturing and the money systems of America, free enterprise and everything will go down the tubes, and then the carrier Nimitz symbolizing the West Coast naval mighty fleet. The carrier Nimitz was made out of the class of the Carl Vinson, which symbolizes power. On the carrier Nimitz, it has two nuclear reactors, and it sits in Mission Bay, San Diego. It's a West Coast assignment aircraft carrier. In the midst of that, the Lord showed me how the aircraft carrier Nimitz was going to be hit, and there was going to be a nuclear incident. And I believe that this explosion that I'm seeing will be in San Diego. I know there will be a nuclear incident in the Middle East. The Lord spoke that very clearly to me about an aircraft carrier in the Middle East. Okay, when we get back to this, the fourth aircraft carrier that was ever built in also the order of the Nimitz was the George Washington, according to the reports. The George Washington was assigned in the Atlantic Ocean at Virginia in the Atlantic Fleet in Norfolk. However, it made its way around to the West Coast in the Pacific, and it caught on fire in the Pacific heading towards Japan. And that's a very, very prophetic understanding here. When you understand about the judgments of God, how the nation of America was founded in the East first, and it was pioneered in the West last, according to the Scriptures, everything in order, that anything is first will be last, and last shall be first. Well, the judgments are starting now in the West first, and it's going back to the east. And it's interesting, and it comes from the east and goes back to the west. And it's interesting, this carrier was coming from the east, out of the Atlantic, and going to the west. And I see this, the whole play about this aircraft carrier thing. Now, I can go on a lot more about the aircraft carrier. I'm going to release a big report on this about these naval ships and how this strategically plays out about America, how 9/11 is actually playing out about what God showed me about the towers, on how it plays out about America across the nation. And this is something that just came about that the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me last year on. And in the midst of that, on March the 1st, here's what happened, folks. There was a new Navy destroyer that was built in Avondale Port Yard, shipyard in New Orleans. That ship was commissioned on March the 1st, the second prophetic judgment clock, which starts March 1, and it's called the USS New York, and it was built with 750 tons of ground zero steel out of the 9/11 towers.
I heard about that, yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Isn't that something? Okay, so, I mean, this is some, you know, you could, okay, well, that's just reading between the lines. Well, I'll tell you what, you better read between the lines, because this is some prophetic understanding here about what God's speaking about this. Now, I had a vision most recently here. And when God spoke to me about this many years back, 15 years ago, about the Great Lakes and about going up to strike the Great Lakes on this last trip that I just took in April, he had mentioned to me before I left, he showed me about a volcano out of Lake Erie. And I kind of laughed it off and I said, Lord, is this you? There's no volcano up there. I'm not a dummy here. Maybe I am, but come on. You know, a volcano in Lake Erie, there's no mountains or anything up there. And I heard the Lord say, look again, my son. And I got the map out and I'm starting. I said, come on, Lord, there's no volcano in Lake Erie. And he said, look again, my son. It's in the water. I will cause an eruption to come out of the Great Lakes, out of Lake Erie. And the Great Lakes will be massively spilled over. People always wonder, how's these Great Lakes going to get spilled over, you know? There was a prophecy the Lord gave me about the Great Lakes. I'm probably not the only one that's had this prophecy. I've heard recently that someone told me about a guy named A.A. Allen had some kind of prophecy. I don't know if it was about the Great Lakes, but it was about something that God gave me many years ago. And it was dealing with the Statue of Liberty. And I went up and I struck the Statue of Liberty. And Henry Gruber was mentioning to a friend of mine, Alan Hainsworth in Ohio, about the Statue of Liberty thing and about how I saw it being taken out of its place and thrown down to the Gulf of Mexico, which that's where I'm going, folks, to strike the Gulf of Mexico next. When I say strike the Gulf of Mexico, I mean taking a cedar staff, much like Moses probably did, striking the Red Sea and many other places where the staff was struck, the earth struck, all types of stuff, including the sea, and the angel of the Lord striking the sea. It's in Revelation. It's all over the Scriptures. Anyhow, striking this, well, when I saw this thing about this Lake Erie thing, I asked the Lord about it. I saw the word volcano appear to it, and he said it's in the lake. I had a vision. I saw a tornado on Lake Erie. I was taken up in the vision above the funnel cloud of this tornado, and I looked down and I saw this portal down in the water, down at the bottom of the funnel, and it opened up and I saw like orange lava down in there. Now, I called the Alaskan Observatory deal over there about dealing with volcanoes and earthquakes, some kind of specialist. They wanted to know how I got the number. I mean, the Lord spoke this to me and got, and it was amazing how I got in to speak to these people. And I informed them what I saw about the San Andreas Fault crack line that they don't know nothing about, along with the earthquake that's coming, along with this Lake Erie eruption thing that
I'm talking about. Now, where in Lake Erie did you see this? What part of the lake?
To the right of Cleveland. If you go up a little bit out off the water, just a little ways, just to the right of Cleveland, I saw this. And what I want to say about this, and the Lord brought this up to my attention here, and he spoke some things to me prophetically about the space shuttle Atlantis last year. And before the space shuttle Atlantis went up, one of the cooling lines of the cooling line on the ground that they found it was kinked inside the space shuttle deal, they said it was in they found it kinked, and it said specifically, I got the report that says this off of Google, it says specifically in there that this line was kinked in the shape of the Greek letter Alpha and Omega. That's the beginning and the end, folks. That's what it means, Alpha and Omega. And I thought, what's the odds of them? Why would they throw that into a report off of Google, speaking of the space shuttle Atlantis? Anyhow, in the Word, the Lord told me about disaster awaits in the wind up in space. There's a dealing with the space stations. There's a prophecy to the space stations. I had a dream the other night about the space stations again. I saw these white canister missiles coming down out of space, but I want to stick on point here for a second so I don't get too far off. The space shuttle Atlantis was going up and in this situation and dealing with the Japanese, the American, and you might as well say the Germans, because they put up all the money, but they call it the European Space Station. They're controlling it from Germany and Munich, of the space stations. The three space stations will be tied together, which the last one right now is the Japanese. It's in Discovery will go up. Discovery, which was going to be the Endeavor, is going to be launched on May 31st to go up and take some more of the Japanese space station up there to connect the space station together. And anyhow, in the midst of that, they had a rogue satellite, which I'm sure some of the listeners, and Dawn, you're probably well aware of that rogue satellite they talked about, that they had to shoot down at this time. Now, this is very important because this satellite, folks, was launched 2 years ago. That thing went dead and rogue 12 hours after it was launched. Now, why didn't they shoot it down then, and why did they wait? You know, they had 2 years to do this. But they had to rush the Space Shuttle Atlantis to get back out of space on its mission to come back so they can shoot the satellite down. Now, here's the point. What did they shoot it down with?
That's
they
a good question.
They shot it down with a destroyer called the USS Lake Erie. That was the missile that shot off there, off the ship, out of the Pacific Ocean, from the west to the east. Here's this ship in the Pacific Ocean, back to Lake Erie and the Great Lakes. Think about this. From the west to the east, these judgments go. Anyhow, this ship shoots this missile off, shoots down the satellite, and it's called the USS Lake Erie. I mean, and I prophesying this word and speaking this stuff before it happens, what's the odds of this kind of stuff? You know, if you think about this, this is kind of like, okay, there's, you know, yeah, you could read between the lines and say, well, maybe if, could have, should have. But you know what? Read the prophecies that I wrote about coming events, part 1-2, in November 30th, and those are not maybe if, could have, should have, and many of these other prophecies, they're all prophecies that are being fulfilled and have been fulfilled and are coming to be fulfilled. Many of them.
I did a special broadcast with Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton on that very topic that you just mentioned. So we sensed that something was amiss about the whole thing, just the way it was handled.
Right. Well, the space shuttle Atlantis is going back up again in August, only this time it's heading towards the Hubble telescope. Now, I know there's a lot of people that have, you know, and I've never read any of this, but I've heard someone tell me one time about there was some kind of prophecy on the Hubble telescope, and I don't even know what it is or haven't even read anything about it. But what I've seen in the spirit last year, and this was just last year before the space shuttle went up, about the Hubble telescope was that there was some kind of projectory beam that's going to be shot off this Hubble telescope to do something with some kind of hologram or something that I saw in the spirit on the Earth. That was that was going to send forth an image, okay, folks, on the Earth. And it was going to give illusions of certain things. And I believe it's something to do with the demonic, demon spirit ideas and about some of the things that are coming out of this that's going to bring forth illusions. Now, the other night I had this dream about all this. And what I saw in the dream was that with this imagery that they're going to cause, they're going to cause nations to pull the trigger, and missiles are going to start being shot up in the air. Now, what I saw a while back here, and I'll mention this dream in a second, was another dream here just a few weeks back, and I don't know if I mentioned it on this program, Don, but I know I mentioned on a few programs like Daniel Ott Show, but I had this dream, and in the dream I was in a C-130 aircraft, military aircraft, and I was looking. I could not get the plane off to take off in the air, but I was watching all these different jets and all types of military aircraft flying in the air, scrambling all over the place. And there was a man in the plane with me, and I heard him yell out and say, "Look to the skies!" And I looked up, and he said, "Israel." And I looked up, and I saw this massive, huge, gigantic jet thing. Basically looked like almost like a rocket because the way it shot straight up in the air. And but it was a major, massive jet. Anyhow, this thing, it looked to the skies, and I got to thinking about it. I saw the Israeli flag on there, and I realized in there that there was going to be an attack, that Israel was going to attack, and that we're going to be behind the attack with Iran, and I believe we're going to make this strike to Iran very, very soon. And I believe at the same time, of course, I've talked about this years ago, folks, in 2002, prophesying that we will make a strike with Iran. I talked about it, that in the last year of Bush's terms, America will be behind this and will be involved. And America, in one way, shape, or form, or another, will strike Iran. And Israel will be with us on this. Well, I think we'll be behind them. Anyhow, in the midst of this whole dream, I saw all this take place, and I saw, like, the capabilities of Iran and Lebanon having the C-130s, which they have, to make low-level approaches with some type of biological chemical warfare and some type of explosion devices I saw come off the C-130 in Israel, and why they were being attacked. And in the midst of that, they were also attacking Iran, as we are, will be behind this. Anyhow, with this, in this dream, it continued on, seeing all these scenes, And again, the parallel here is that we could not get our aircraft off the ground. So there's something going on, you know, that we couldn't get our aircraft off the ground. The parallel also is that we will be behind Israel with this thing and then be involved in it. Also that there will be strikes on both sides of the house, so striking them, they're striking us. And I believe that will happen because we're going to see a terrorist incident that will be staged in this country real soon. And I believe this 911 event, seven times greater, is coming. And that is, and that's getting ready to happen. Right behind this earthquake, that's getting ready to happen, folks. After May 31st, I see a major earthquake coming sometime after May 31st. I believe it's going to be in the month of June is what I see. But I know it's coming in this next third pending judgment clock. But that we're going to see a 911 event come right out of this. That's going to be seven times greater. And in the midst of this, what I see happening to this, and I don't know if I got off beat too far with this, but with this other dream that I saw recently the other night, was I saw these white canisters. They looked like white missiles that were being shot out of the skies back towards America. And they were coming from all over. And I saw in a vision, I saw all these people standing out in America looking up into the skies. Much like the other dreamer, the guy said, look to the skies. And these people were perplexed. They were looking to the sky, could not believe their eyes what they saw coming down. All these huge, like white missiles, these missiles shooting down into the skies from everywhere. And I saw these space stations that were separated. Now, see, in space, they're joined together. They already have the three parts joined together. The rest of Japan is still being put up there, but it's still joined together with the rest of them. But in the dream, they were actually separated, symbolizing that even though these space stations may be joined together, folks, the Asian market, China, North Korea, and these people, they're not with us. And Japan's really not with us either. They're going to make that Asian pact with the rest of them. They're not going to be on our side.
Pastor, there's a couple of points I'd like to make here quickly. In your vision of us not being able to launch our aircraft, to me that sounds like another stand down, just like we had on 9/11. Also, you mentioned the Hubble telescope, and what came to mind, I don't know if you're familiar with the space probe called Cassini, which is owned by the Vatican. And Cassini was named after one of their famous astronomers.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular probe has been in orbit in the vicinity of Saturn. And there have been rumors to the effect that they have an intention to crash this into Saturn. It has plutonium on it, and it would create a devastating explosion on that planet and produce an effect that would be seen here on the Earth that would represent some miraculous type of event that they would use then to move their New World Order plans forward. I thought I would mention those two things to see if you have had any of that in a vision or if you're familiar with that at all.
Don, I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm a little bit familiar with the Vatican thing, but I didn't know exactly what their capabilities was. I heard someone say something about this thing, but I wasn't sure what that was entailing. But it wasn't too long ago I had a dream here a couple of months back on this, but dealing with that issue that you're just talking about. And in the dream, that again, the people were looking to the skies, and they couldn't believe their eyes, but it was some type of catastrophic event and looked like some type of... They looked like they were almost round, but they were just huge amounts that looked like maybe meteor storm, but it was like asteroids, small ones. They weren't huge. But they were shooting down out of the skies everywhere, and people were totally taken by this. And it was causing a catastrophic event on the Earth, and it was just shooting down in the skies. And, of course, I did see an asteroid hit, but I believe it was going to come hit in the Gulf of Mexico. I know there's going to be a massive, massive hurricane season this year. The Lord spoke that to me. I talked about it last year, but it's coming this year. I do have some names of these hurricanes that I'm going to release a report on that I felt the Lord's telling me which ones were going to be the major hurricanes for this year. I saw massive tornadoes, but this event, like you're talking about, I believe is going to happen. It's going to be very strange. People are not going to know where it's coming from, and it's going to send people in total panic and fear. They have a series of things here, folks, we're talking about. when we're talking about, when you read the letters I write, when you read and hear about these other events that Don's talking about, other stuff that's going on here, you got to understand something. There's parallels to the prophetic in everything. There's a parallel to the two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Okay? And when we see these things take place, there's like waves. When I talk about earthquakes, I see an earthquake coming. I see another set of earthquakes coming, that the 8.5 and the 9.2 out of the Pacific Northwest. And then I see an earthquake that will be behind these earthquakes. They'll set off three other earthquakes, just like this one coming, I believe, is going to set off two more other earthquakes. But in the type of that, what I saw about the 13 on the Richter scale, which I see is like a grand finale that's coming behind all these, and it will be some distant time, I believe maybe what I'm sensing very strongly, and I'm not going to say this for a matter of record, folks, so don't hold me to it, but I see the demise of American 2012, and I haven't released it. Everybody asked me a lot about this, which is, no one's talking a lot about what is going to happen 2012, but God showed me a lot that's going to happen in 2012, and I'm not releasing this stuff until 2011, really. But I believe there's a 13 on the Richter scale that the Lord showed me many years ago, back in the 90s. 13 on the Richter scale. And, of course, I was speaking to a group in the seminar in Southern Colorado at the time in 1995, just before I was supposed to go speak, or during that same time, with Henry Gruver and Dimitri Dudeman at a conference in 1995 in Denver. And I was addressing the crowd and told them that I saw a 13 on the Richter scale. And the man stood up and he said, "Well, do you know what that means, brother?" And I said, "You know, I don't have to know what it means. I don't study earthquakes. I just know what the Lord's telling me." He said, "Well, you know," and he kind of went back and forth with me on the "you know what it means" idea. And, "Nah, it's okay." "Well, he means it's total annihilation." "Well, then, you know what? It's total annihilation. It's not my call. If that's what it means, that's what it means. So what? I can't help that. Go talk to God about it. But I know there's a 13 on the Richter scale coming. I believe we're going to see that. And I believe what we're saying is that, you know, I'm not going to say this 100% here, folks, but I'm just saying what I see as this thing's like a grand finale towards the end of the day of this. I believe the total demise of America will fall in 2012. Is that when Jesus is coming back? Is that when rapture? No. Yeah, I just tell you that I believe the demise of America is going to come by 2012. June of 2012 is what I saw in the time segments that I wrote about. Now, exactly when all that's going to happen, it may be just a little longer, somewhere in there, you know, plus or minus, but I'm just saying, I see major things come to the end by then, and I believe that 13 on the Richter scale will be released at that time. And out of that 13 on the Richter scale, the Lord showed it to me very clearly. I wrote it. It's in the American 1 Hour, Part 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the letters. Read those letters. American 1 Hour, Part 1, 2, 3, and 4. Try to read all the letters if you can. There's so much to this unfolding, but in there, I see this seven other earthquakes that were going to be released across America. And in the midst of that, if y'all ever seen a piece of glass, like a glass sliding door, just shatter in the middle of the winter, like it just shatters into little fine fragments. Well, I saw 5,000 little tiny earthquakes behind that across America. 1.2s, 2.2s that came out of that. And, you know, we're going to see some major stuff here, folks. We are now in the end days of the last hour, I call it, and I believe we're about to see events unfold like man has never seen on the earth. And how do I know these kinds of things? I just know that I was with God, locked up in a sense for seven solid years in the wilderness with Him, crying out to Him, and He was beginning to show me more visions and dreams about what's coming to America. I saw cannibalism come to America. I talked about it in the mid-90s, but I saw it coming to America again during that 7 years in the wilderness. And I saw the barbaric men eating the flesh of women, children, and babies because there was starvation on the earth. And there's going to be some major earthquakes coming here soon, folks, and major volcanoes are going to erupt. It's going to bring with it starvation and famine like man has never seen in America very quickly. And so we're about to see a series of events take place. We're not looking between 9-1-1 and Katrina anymore. I prophesied that Katrina word that God spoke 7 years before that happened. I was down there in Louisiana. I lived down there for a season of time, speaking to the churches about it, that was going to happen. But those intervals between those things were span bits of time that was further. Since the California fires, these times have come off the pages weekly and monthly. We're seeing things happen rapidly now. The intervals of prophetic intervals are shortened. This third prophetic clock starting in June is going to unleash things that is going to be chaotic. Massive fires all over America this year, folks.
We have another round of fires that just started up yesterday or the day before in California.
Exactly.
2,000 acres so far.
Well, see, that's a good point, Don, because those fires, again, went from the west back to the east, and from the east they started in Florida again, and they went back to the west again, like you just said. More fires just hit again, and another spurt of the Everglades spread further, and it spurred up even more. It's going back and forth from one country, one side of the country to the other. Just like the San Francisco gay thing with the same-sex marriage ideas when they passed the law. What happened within like a few days of that? Back to the east again, Massachusetts. Ted Kennedy gets struck with a so-called stroke idea, and then found out the cancerous tumor deal is some kind of malignant tumor deal, and it's a disease, folks. The sodomites in the land are a disease. It's a sign from God that that's what the state of the country's in. It's a cancerous disease of America because it is corrupt, and the wickedness and the sins of America has reached its full to the Lord God Almighty and to the heavens, and the Lord God says he's bringing judgment on it. And there's a sign from the east to the west and from the west to the east again and from the west back to the east. And so we see from California all the way to Massachusetts over the most advocate, the highest advocate of gay rights, Ted Kennedy. May he be stricken because God will judge this wickedness. He's not going to let it go unnoticed any longer.
Well,
so repent, Ted Kennedy, or die, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
You got a choice. Repent that your soul may be saved, or die. That's what God's going to do. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Spiritually or physically, you're going to die in hell if you don't get saved and repent.
Well, Pastor, we're about out of time. I hate to cut you off.
All right.
I'm really tuned into the message, and I'm sure the listeners are as well. I'm sure they're spellbound. Before we go, there's one thing that I've gotten a lot of emails and even phone calls about, and it's the map that you came up with showing the devastation in America and basically the lay of the land after all this takes place. And some people were wondering if you were going to update that and maybe make it a little bit more explicit that they could figure out what was going on.
Okay, so yeah, that's a good point. And I'll be heading out the door here in so many days, so this isn't going to happen until I get back sometime. But you know what? I've been asked by that by a lot of people. I put that map out after holding that map for 15 years, and I let so many people in the country see it, and bits and pieces I let people see it. But I put that map out, and the blue is the safe zones. The places of refuge, I will not tell you, because I know where they're at, but that's something that's not going to happen. You have to go before the Holy Spirit on that. I will be updating that map with tremendous amounts of more details. I'm going to bring forth a lot that's in there that people don't know about on that map and bring out a lot of details. So, yes, I am going to update that map. And
okay. Is there going to be a special heading on that so that people can look for that?
It will be, should be on the website right next to that map called Coming Destruction 93, also with a subtopic to it, broken up into three areas. The map's going to be broken up into three places. I'm going to show where the splits are, Great Lakes being the ocean all the way to the Gulf of Mexico is that ocean front. Right now it's kind of dark in that area. That's where the ocean front will be split. America will be split in three. America split in three, folks, lined up with the Word of God. Great Mystery Whore of Babylon. It was split in three. Anyhow, and there's another section where it was split, where the Lord showed me what was going to be split, and I'll make that designation along with the writings that are on the map, what it says. And, yes, I will make a designation for the updated map
on
the website.
Okay, so in advance, I'll say thank you for all the people that asked me to ask you that. So
yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate that, Don. Thank you very much. And don't forget to tie in, folks, on May 31st on that live stream conference. We're going to be going over a lot of things that are happening there in the country, and I believe it's going to be an event that the nation's going to know about in the world out of this conference, and there will be tremendous things happen on this Gulf of Mexico when it struck in the month of June along with the Atlantic Ocean. just like the 600 earthquakes in 10-day idea, I was out there striking all those areas, the Gordy Plates off the Oregon, and all through those areas I spoke and prophesied about that when it struck the Pacific Ocean and all those different points up along there. And then all of a sudden the 600 earthquake thing starts to happen. They can't explain why. Very strange. Well, you know, I can explain why, but you know what? The media is going to know, the governments are going to know, and we're going to be able to tell the people this is what the Lord God Almighty is doing, along with the droughts, along with the fires, along with the earthquakes and tornadoes, and where they're going to appear and when they're going to appear, so that they know that the Lord God Almighty lives, that He's bringing the judgment, not like the lukewarm church that's sitting back in America that has not declared these things to be God. They don't declare it to be God's judgment, you know. When He sends a drought, they declare, oh, we want rain. Well, no, He didn't send the rain. He sent the drought. So let's get with God and find out what He's doing.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Pastor, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and I want to wish you safety and Godspeed and just be blessed in delivering your message, and hope that there are those that are going to hear the word of God and take heed.
Yes, I appreciate it, and I will be down at Lakeland Revival calling those men and tell them this is their final warning to repent of what they need to be doing down there along with the churches in America. But thank you very much, Don, for the time on the show and for the listeners, and I appreciate your prayers. And, you know, for those that are in the dark sides of things out here and may be listening to me, whether in the witchcraft or snap, you know what? You know, Jesus loves you, and He loves your heart, and He wants your soul because He died for you. So, you know, I pray to God by the blood of Jesus Christ you'll turn back to Him. And all those listeners out here, I pray, too, that on top of that, that, you know, people will turn back to Jesus and get their lives right with the King and get back into the Holy Word of God and let the Lord do a mighty work in your lives and take your place on the wall and prepare to do battle because things are happening.
Amen.
Thank you, Don.
And I look forward to having you on the show again. Maybe you can give us an update in the future.
Yes, that'd be great, Don, when I get back from the Gulf of Mexico trip before I go to the White House in September. I appreciate that and appreciate the understanding that also folks understand something. There's going to be two political assassinations in America very soon, and there will be a Middle East assassination. A major Middle East political figure will be assassinated very soon also. So I'll be looking for those things happening along with this earthquake that's about to take place that's going to be pretty, I believe, very large. So thank you, Don, and I'll be glad to come back on the show to give you an update on it. And thank you for your time, and God bless you.
Okay, you too. You take care.
All right.
Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Our special guest this evening, Pastor Matthew Stephen. Please visit his website, www.propheticwatchmanvine.com. Again, that's www.propheticwatchmanvine.com. I'm Don Nikoloff, your host, and join me tomorrow evening. We have a special two-hour show featuring Dr. Kasim Khalil, and we are going to be talking about the secret scripture, and also I will be a guest on Dr. Leonard Horowitz's Insight Hour 1 hour before my show begins. So you're going to hear me for three straight hours on BBS Radio. Make sure that you have a pot of coffee made and some munchies. And in the meantime, I want to thank Don Newsom for doing a great job on the sound tonight and letting us run over a little bit with this important message. And I will see everyone tomorrow night. In the meantime, peace, love, and light, and have a very good night.
Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.